This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan
Hey, Jonathan, before we dive into the many topics of the day, it just occurred to me, you know, you served under the Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan, and we just lost Nancy Reagan, just passed away. And I don't know, did you ever get to meet Nancy Reagan in the years you were serving?
I was in the room with Nancy Reagan a couple of times, but I've never actually met her. But I knew quite a bit about her, and, of course, I was very familiar with many of the people who knew her well. I was a kid, pretty young kid, here in Washington for the first time. But nevertheless, she was a majestic figure in my view, a great supporter of Ronald Reagan. And, you know, when he began to have physical problems because of the assassination attempt, and he had other problems that creeped into his life later on in the administration, she was a tremendous bastion of support. And also, really a pretty savvy person when it came to human nature. And she was able to detect things in the press and among the people advising the president that she thought might not be in his best interest. And so the cabinet people really were very, very mindful after a time that if you're going to be in the president's good graces, you had better be respectful and mindful of Nancy Reagan. But she was a great person. She was a person of tremendous integrity, honesty, and love and devotion for Ronald Reagan. And she remained true to him and stood by him through his illness with Alzheimer's. And no one could have undergone the amount of stress and strain that she did and at that age, and yet still be, fully committed and spending all her time and energy at his side.
Well, you talk about a fierce defender, you know, as a spouse. I mean, that is about as high as a bar as you'll ever get with what Nancy did for Ronald Reagan, of course. And like I said, we acknowledge that. I just thought, you know, I appreciate your insights, too, because I knew, again, you were young. I was young at the time, but amazing the history that you witnessed as well.
Well, yes, and when she left the White House, they discovered that he has Alzheimer's, and he wrote that magnificent farewell to the nation. She became his stalwart aide and assistant and nurse, I'll never forget the profound tragedy when she said, here we had all of these extraordinary memories, and he can't remember. You know, so they thought when they left the White House, they would retire and be able to share their life's history and experiences from Hollywood through the governorship in California, through the campaigns to become president, through the two terms of the presidency, and all the wonderful people that they had come into contact with and become great friends with, like Margaret Thatcher. And suddenly he's stricken by this illness, and it takes away his memory, and it takes away, you know, that part of his life which was going to be most precious to them both in their retirement.
Sure.
But she never publicly complained. She never asked for great sympathy or support. She just stood by him and undertook all the measures necessary to help him as best she could.
Right.
We all know Alzheimer's is a ravaging disease that consumes not only the person but the entire family. And, she was up to the task. Even though she was frail herself, not well, she undertook that. And, that's an enormous service to everyone in her family, but also to the whole nation.
Yeah,
she protected him.
Yeah.
Also, they didn't want sympathy for him. They didn't bring the media in and show his condition and, publicly lament it and go on and begging for help and that sort of thing, because they were both very dignified people. Ronald Reagan certainly never would have wanted that. And so she kept him out of the spotlight, and she protected his image, which today we remember him as one of the greatest presidents in the history of the country. And had we experienced with her that great tragedy that he underwent,
yeah,
and she underwent, it would have colored our perspective. Even we would have felt a degree of sympathy for him, and we would have been crushed in part by the weakness that is experienced by a great man befallen with such a dreadful disease.
Yeah.
So I think she did a tremendous service for him and for the whole nation by being a soldier and seeing this through on her own. So
really extraordinary. I appreciate you sharing.
Rest in peace, Nancy Reagan.
Yes, rest in peace.
We love you.
Well, you mentioned the word complaints. I'm thinking, they would have a right to complain if they see what's going on at the Republican National Committee, the group that's making a secret meeting off of an island off of Georgia. And I want to bring Cheryl Chumley into the mix. Of course, she's writing for WorldNet Daily, her new book, The Devil in D.C. And Cheryl, I was talking with Jonathan before we got on the air about this, that they're conspiring against Trump before the primaries are even over. I don't think we've ever seen a thing like this happen.
It's really astounding what's going on. The meeting you're talking about was just held in Sea Island, Georgia. And it wasn't just a few Republicans, a handful of officials. It was top-ranking Republicans. It was Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, along with Karl Rove. It was industry, giants, Apple CEO Tim Cook. And they're all there for one reason, how to stop Trump. The big problem is voters have backed Trump by and large in almost every state, according to polls. So when the Republican Party is taking steps to stop him, they're really thwarting the will of what seems to be the American voter.
Jonathan, is there any precedent for this? Secret meetings of the Sea Island? I mean, this sounds like the creature from Jekyll Island. We're talking about the secret way they put the Federal Reserve out there, that they're conspiring against Trump. If there ever was evidence that Trump is really an outsider, it's this.
Well, that's true. This is extraordinary because of the fact that I'm unaware of a single instance in the history of the country when during the primaries, the front runner has experienced an attack from the party leadership where they've condemned the front runner and urged the people to avoid supporting him when he's their most popular choice. This is an effort to thwart Democratic will. This is an effort to unseat someone that has galvanized a movement of popular support. What they ought to do is what has historically been done, which is to say, let it go. Let the chips fall where they may. Publicly support whomever you wish. Articulate your position in defense of the candidate that you think is best. And argue for that person to be the nominee. But at the end of the day, you had better respect the base. If the Republican base wants Donald Trump, and the leadership bolts from the reservation and says, we know better than the base, and we're not going to let Donald Trump be the nominee, there will be a revolution in this country. And people will just bolt from the party. Republicans will lose. A Democrat will come in. and the same expansive government agenda that has virtually ruined the nation internationally and domestically is going to become carried on without abatement. What they ought to do instead is put up or shut up. If you have another candidate, throw them into the race. I know it's late in the game.
Yeah.
But, get the other guys together. Get them all to quit but one. Support one of them. If the leaders want to create a competition for Trump, stop bellyaching publicly and trying to convince people against what they wish and present them with a better alternative.
Yeah. Jumping over to the other side of the political aisle, the Democratic primary in Michigan was rather interesting as Sanders really took one from Hillary. Cheryl, what do you make of that?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. There's a polling outfit called 538, and they're one of the more respectable polling groups. And even they were taken off complete surprise by what happened in Michigan. They had predicted Hillary up by 21 points the day before the election, I think it was, the day before voters went to the polling booths, and Bernie Sanders won by almost 2 percentage points. According to their analysis, the polls basically were so far wrong because nobody took polls after that last debate that was broadcast, I think it was on CNN, right before voters went to polls. And they also really did not anticipate so much of the younger voter coming out. It was nearly 20% of the voters in that state were below the age of 30. And as you guys know, Bernie Sanders has been really steaming up the campaign trail with reeling in the younger voters.
Well, the millennials want free stuff, a lot of them. I think he won on the trade treaties, I think. He beat Clinton back because in Michigan they know that they lost a lot of manufacturing jobs due to these so-called free trade treaties that are not really free or fair. They're kind of benefiting global corporations but not Americans.
Yeah, and you think polls would have taken that into consideration. But they had Hillary Clinton just running away with Michigan, and everybody was taken off balance, except, of course, the Clinton campaign that tried to dismiss it the next day as no big deal.
Yeah. Well, listen, speaking of Hillary Clinton, big news on the indictment. She claims there's no way she's going to be indicted. That's what she said at the last debate. I'm curious, Jonathan E. Mord. My good buddy, how will she know that she's definitely not getting indicted? Is that possible, or is she just posturing and she's got nothing to lose at this point in saying so? When we come back, more of the Sacred Fire of Liberty on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Mord and Cheryl Chumley. Stick around. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Crank it up, Ben.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
On the last debate, I think the Democratic side, they pressed Hillary Clinton on the issue of potentially being indicted. She said, I'm not going to be indicted, basically. She kind of laughed it off. Jonathan, what kind of information does she have to say that?
None. In fact, she has every reason to believe that she will be indicted. And sort of, we need to do a sequel to Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland that's called Hillary in Wonderland, because Hillary's perspective is definitely an altered state. There's very little likelihood that she can get through this unscathed. And on the law, it's very, very straightforward. She's in violation of the Espionage Act. She has taken classified information, secret, top secret, and other confidential information of the federal government, of the State Department, and has allowed it to be placed in channels outside of those authorized on her personal server, even directing her staff to remove headers that said secret or top secret, and even having highly confidential information about methods of operation and personnel who are engaged in the service of this country in secret operations to be placed on that server. And apparently, based on good intelligence from Bush administration people who were in the intelligence community, there's a high likelihood that that information on her private server was actually hacked and obtained by our enemies so that they have it. That doesn't matter. In the end, the only thing that matters under the Act is that she either negligently or intentionally removed this information from official channels and allowed it to be placed outside of those channels. In this case, she did intentionally do this. There's no question about that. But even if she didn't do it intentionally, There's obvious gross negligence here. And so she on every aspect of every element on a statutory provision that's an issue, she is guilty. She is as appropriately indicted. The elements are met.
Cheryl
so
published.
I think it's going to happen.
Cheryl, you published an article this morning on the issue, and she says, I'm not concerned about it. I'm not worried. Do you see, like Jonathan does, that she probably is and she's putting up a front?
I actually think that she actually believes that. I mean, this is a woman, I agree with Jonathan, that she's living so far off the grid that in her mind, she actually believes that there's no way that she is going to be indicted. There's no way that she's going to be touched by the law. This is a woman who knows that she's under, a tight lens right now, and yet she still went on national stage during that debate and made bold-faced lies, saying that other people in the State Department have done similarly. And she spoke about Donald Rumsfeld at one point, saying that, you know, he had his own personal email account as well. But the difference is she had her own home-based email server that she specifically set up for work correspondence. And in that regard, that's unprecedented. So this is a woman who doesn't mind lying to the American public, even knowing that she's under the gun right now to tell the truth and that she has a trustworthiness issue with the American voter.
Yeah, I think even the people who are begrudgingly voting for her, even enthusiastically, will be asked about her trustworthiness. I don't think many people think she's trustworthy, but some people want to vote for her anyway. I don't know why, but some do. So it's an interesting point of the electorate. And, of course, I think the Democratic, establishment is trying to play same games with Bernie in a sense that they are playing with Trump on the Republican side.
I would agree with that. I think Bernie to the Democrat establishment appears a little bit harder to control and less likely to play the normal Democratic Party politics that Hillary Clinton would. So I agree with that. I think they're doing the same to Sanders as the Republican establishment is doing to Trump.
So Jonathan, you had said it, like Bernie's a true believer, and you can't control a true believer. Hillary will say whatever she's told to say.
She'll say whatever is necessary to get elected. But really, I do believe now that all of the emails are out and they can assemble their entire case and they can proceed through and grant immunity where necessary to get the goods in totality, both on public corruption and on Espionage Act violations, I do believe that it's just a matter of time now, within a matter of 30, 60 days, we're going to see action, and it's going to come smack dab in the middle of these primaries or right at the convention.
Well, Mel, what's making it interesting, as if it weren't interesting enough already, Cheryl Chumley, WorldNet Daily, The Devil in D.C. Pick up her book and go listen to our archived interview from last week. It's terrific. Cheryl, thanks. Always a pleasure to have you on board.
Hey, thank you. Bye now.
All right. We got lots more healing to go, including Norman Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, as we continue after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Helping me to do it like nobody else on planet Earth is Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer. You can find out more about him and his wonderful books at emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Joined now also by the guy running the Campaign for Liberty at campaignforliberty.org is Norm Singleton. And, Norm, you got a blog post up today that leads to a USA Today article, interestingly enough, on the Pentagon admitting flying military spy drones over, not Afghanistan in this case, but over the United States. What is going on?
Well, that's really interesting because they just came out with the fact that they've been using drones for a couple of years, and they say that, well, it's not for spying, and it's for... search and rescue, mission to help with flood, fires, or National Guard exercises. So, you know, they try to make it sound like it's helpful, but or that it's just purposes that no one can object to. But the question is, even if that's all they're doing, why not have transparency? Why do we not know about this closer to real time? And they should know that even if all they're doing it for is, you know, limited search and rescue and other things that I think most people would say, oh well, that's a good purpose, and I approve of that. It just feeds our natural suspicion of the government when we don't get all the information, or the information comes out weeks, months, or years in advance. And we're talking about a program that's been going on for 10 years.
Is this under Patriot Act, a National Defense Authorization Act? I mean, I'm thinking the local fire department has better search and rescue. Don't we need the Pentagon for things that are a little bit different than looking for people in floods?
You raise a good point, because there is a law, the Posse Comitatus Law, which is what was supposed to prevent the military from getting involved in local domestic law enforcement. And maybe Jonathan knows, I am not sure how that applies to things like National Guard, to things like floods, search and rescue. And, of course, a lot of that is under FEMA and has already been nationalized under the law. But that is something, you know, Congress should really be taking a close look at this and finding out, you know, why they're using the drones. Are they only being used for the purposes with which they have deigned to disclose? Why it took them so long to disclose it? What procedures are in place to make sure that they're not used to spy on us? And what laws does Congress need to protect? If you remember, this was the entire subject of Rand Paul's filibuster, famous filibuster, that oddly enough, the 3-year anniversary of which was, I think it was this week.
It was domestic spying, wasn't it?
Was the use of drones, right, for domestic spying. And now we have them coming up and saying, we were using drones domestically the whole time, but we weren't spying on them. Using the spy on you, and I think I haven't seen anything from Senator Paul's office on this, but I'm wondering what he thinks about this, given that filibuster was designed to get a clarification and a statement of policy from the administration that drones weren't being used for domestic spying. So I think that, you know, this reopens a lot of that debate.
Yeah, Jonathan, I'm having trouble figuring out how the Pentagon's claiming it's looking search and rescue in floods when, you know, local law enforcement, the other things are used to doing this. And why would the Pentagon divert its energies toward that?
Well, smile, Robert. You're on candid camera.
I'm thinking.
The basic problem with this concept is that when you have a camera aloft in a drone or in an aircraft and you are directing it at a location in the United States, you are necessarily placing under surveillance not just those who you may argue are appropriately under surveillance for a national security mission, such as, say, you know, helping the National Guard get people out of floodwaters or something like that, but you're also necessarily observing and looking at private property, people on private property, and, you know, cameras are not selective. They don't say, oops, excuse me, that's the wrong image, let's delete that. So the problem with the national system of surveillance is precisely what Ron Paul talked about, which is unless you have predetermined limits to protect individuals' rights of privacy, you will invade them. And it's just, do we trust government with private information? Do you mind that the government the federal government is observing you without your knowledge, without any advance notice to you? I mean, I would think that at a bare minimum, if we're going to use the United States military to assist in, say, hurricanes or floods, we should notify the people in the area that we are using drones or surveillance to identify people in need so that they can be mindful that their privacy could otherwise be violated.
Sure.
I'm not,
Jonathan, what if we want to protest something like this? I mean, this is another part of another great blog post from Campaign for Liberty. Would we go to jail based on another rule that transpired a few years back to kind of safeguard politicians from protest?
Well, that has historic origins in the Alien Sedition Acts. It's a form of seditious law, sedition, which has been deemed to be unconstitutional from the founding of the Republic under the First Amendment. You have a right to protest. You have a right to critically examine government men and measures. You have a right to know what your government is doing. And the government may have a certain circumstance where that may the government interest may be such that they cannot immediately tell you, such as, for example, let's say that there is a military operative who is functioning inside Afghanistan and is inside a cell that has of the Taliban, and revelation of who he is, probably on Hillary Clinton's server at her house, would result in that person's execution. Well, then obviously you can keep that information confidential, you would have to be, you know, a fool, I think, to allow that information to be leaked and sacrifice a human life. But in all other instances, my goodness, we have a right to know what our government's doing, whether it's the Federal Reserve or whether it's the United States military.
Well, Norm, tell me about this protest a politician and go to jail story that you got, because I do remember something about this a few years back.
Well, you know, we've all seen the stories about people getting roughed up at political rallies and free speech zones, and it seems to be happening regularly with one particular candidate. You know, it seems like every week there's a story about someone being escorted by force outside of Donald Trump's rallies, and it happens to other candidates too. And what's interesting about this is actually, it's not just a extra legal phenomenon. There is a law that was passed in 2011 that is the I think it was H.R. 347. There were three votes against it. Justin Amash of Michigan, who's still in, Paul Brown of Georgia, who's retired, and Congressman Ron Paul, of course. And it makes it a federal crime to go on a restricted area, federal property, and disrupt the orderly conduct of government business or other official functions. Now, disruption can and has been interpreted to mean protesting. Whether it's people protesting at a Donald Trump rally, Code Pink protesting in a congressional hearing, the Tea Party protesting an Obama speech promoting Obamacare or a tax increase. So, and this is the heart of the First Amendment. You have the right to make your voice heard via protest of political figures. So what the reason that this became news is because there was an incident where some people were removed from a Donald Trump event at a college, and the president of the college said that first of all, it was not the college that did this, because the Trump campaign rented this out. Donald Trump is getting Secret Service protection. It was actually the Secret Service and law enforcement, not, as the media likes to portray it, Trump's supporters, who at least in this case, I don't know the facts of the other cases, but that who at least in this case removed these protesters, and they used that federal law, and the president of the university, which this happened, cited this federal law as saying that is why this was done. So you actually have written in federal law that presidential candidates and other politicians can have a safe space, via Secret Service and other local and federal and state law enforcement officials because they are violating the law that says you can't disrupt an official function. Now, this is quite scary because, again, imagine if Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or just any politician who has any sort of status authoritarian tendencies, and you're really talking about almost all of them, exercises this power, and it is almost like something that you would expect to see in a old in the old Soviet Union, or
yeah, I was thinking an East German Stasi scenario where they just spirit you away. I mean, you can't be talking against the body politic at any point in time, and it's such an un-American law regulation. It'd have to be unconstitutional on its face, wouldn't it, Jonathan?
Well,
right up on the break, I asked you a question. I didn't do that on purpose. Norm is so on today. I'm just listening intently to all of his words. All right, we're going to continue in Sacred Fire of Liberty with Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan E. Mort as well. We'll find out about its unconstitutionality, maybe a little bit about a potential Flint bailout. Could that be the case? We'll talk about it more after this break. Stick with us. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I would link to this blog from the Campaign for Liberty Norm put out a few days ago on protest a politician, go to jail, question mark, and that's what Norm was relating. And Jonathan, I was just about to ask you when we went to break about how can any semblance of logic in an America that is based on, you know, for goodness sake, the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, right there. Just violated with this thing. How is it even possible that this thing exists?
Well, you know, it's a complicated question for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you have private property, if you own the property and you wish to speak to the exclusion of all others, you own NBC and you wish to have a editorial viewpoint for NBC, and you own NBC, you, under the First Amendment, have that right, that editorial right, to have that viewpoint communicated to the exclusion of all others. But if you don't own the forum, you don't own it. It's a public forum instead. Then you don't. And you don't have the right to exclusivity of an opinion. You must allow alternative viewpoints to be communicated. If it is disruptive, that is, if it prevents any viewpoint from being communicated, there's a sound argument for time, place, and manner regulation. That is, not to disallow a person's protest, but to say one at a time. You speak, I speak, you speak, I speak. Or you speak over here to your proponents, you know, your advocates, and I'll speak over here. But other than to affect a regulation so as to prevent utter chaos, there is no justification for it. Now, in practical terms, what does this mean? Well, this means that if you want to give a speech uninterrupted, you must do so on private property. You do it in the Trump, whatever, towers, or you do it on NBC, or you do it on your own network, or whatever. If you wish to speak in the street, well, you've got to accept that when you're standing out there in the street, anybody can communicate because from time immemorial, the streets have been open for communication and protest, and if there's this cacophonous collision of voices, so be it. If you wish to make an address in a public amphitheater, the public amphitheater has to have neutral regulations so as not to suppress or advance any particular viewpoint to the expense of everybody else. So if on day one you're going to open it up to political speeches, You have to let Trump speak. You have to let Hillary speak. You have to let the KKK speak. And you have to let the Nazis speak. And you don't have to listen to it. But you can't, if it's a public property, open to the public for communication, you cannot exercise this editorial control because the government cannot be in the position of censoring
the right of speech. Norm's the article as it references a potential violation of that where they can just shut you down, not in a reasonable way, it seemed like, to arrest folks.
Yeah, you can't arrest someone and punish them for their speech. You can remove them from the premises if it is disruptive and prevents whatever is intended, but if it's a public forum, you have to accommodate them so that they may, too, communicate their views. If it's a private place, then Trump can say, this is my Trump Towers. I own this property. Get off.
Mm-hmm.
He can do that. He can kick anyone out. You know, that's your property right. Trump's in everything else. And if you own private property, and I debated this professor from George Washington University years and years ago on a television show called Technopolitics. And I was an advocate of freedom of speech. He was an advocate of this Red Lion broadcasting philosophy that if one viewpoint is expressed, another viewpoint has to be expressed, even on private property. Now, in California, they got this wacko expansion of...
30 seconds, Jonathan.
Okay, they've got this wacko expansion of the law so that if you own a shopping mall, and it's your mall, you can't prevent protesters from protesting in your mall, even if you own it. In other words, you can't control your own forum.
Right.
And that violates property rights. So, anyway.
Fascinating. We get the straight story from you, Jonathan Emord, and Norm Singleton. Great news at Campaign for Liberty. You're there doing a great job guiding it along
Thank
the way.
You.
CampaignForLiberty.org, Norm. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Thanks to Jonathan Emord. Thanks to Cheryl Chumley as well. Next hour, you will be stunned by how much of the food you eat in America is ultra-processed and what that means for your health. We'll get to it next. In the meantime, remember this. It's true. The power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.